This past April, when word got out that several people had seen an ivory-billed woodpecker, and there was even a short, grainy video and some sound recordings of one, I was thrilled. And there was a deep satisfaction in learning that the two organizations that were associated with the sightings were the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the Nature Conservancy. I am a huge supporter of both organizations, and I was pleased to learn that before they made the public announcement, they'd been quietly buying up land to provide additional habitat for this amazing bird. So imagine how thrilled I was when a couple of weeks ago, I got a letter from Cornell inviting me to be on their ivory bill search team. And what an honor, too. But then I read the fine print. I would have to sign an agreement that all of my photos, videos, sound recordings, and field notes would belong 100% to Cornell University. They would have to give me special permission for each and every photo and word I put on my blog, even just to highlight the beauty and diversity of the habitat. I spent over a week agonizing about what to do. I can understand why this is the case and would feel a little better about it if this stuff was going to belong to the lab. I've a deep and abiding love for the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. I've taken their home study in ornithology course, taken their field recording course a few years ago, invested a minor fortune in buying slides from them for my slide programs, and love their bird recordings and the Macaulay Library of Sounds. But there's a whole additional layer of bureaucracy with the Cornell University, so after thinking it through, I've decided to go down there on my own. I'll be searching there all of January after consulting with everyone I can find to ensure that I'm not going to cause any possible disruption of any birds that may be present. I'm not expecting to see an ivory bill, though if I did, imagine that, but I do want to immerse myself in the habitat and take bazillions of photos so people can clearly see why ivory bills notwithstanding, the habitat is deserving of protection on its own merits. I'm not sure exactly where I want to start my search. There are promising places in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. I'm planning on choosing 6 to 10 likely ones and staying at each for 2 or 3 nights, spending the days quietly observing and recording. My son Tommy might spend part of the time with me, and I'm hoping a couple of birding friends can come down the rest of the time, though I'm not averse to going it entirely alone either. I'll be bringing a tent to sleep out in some of the more inaccessible spots. As I work through the planning process, I'll be recording what I find on my blog. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.